Hi, this is Stephanie.
And Ted, thanks for downloading the Faith Radio Mornings podcast.
Thank you so much also for your continued support of the Faith Radio Network. You can give anytime right here by clicking the Support Faith Radio tab.
Thanks again, and enjoy the podcast.
Good morning. We are so excited to be talking with Hugh and Cindy McMiniman. They have served together actively in ministry for about 20 years. Hugh is the senior pastor at Valley Bible Church. That's in San Marcos, California. And Cindy is a national speaker and an author of several books, including When Women Walk Alone, Women on the Edge, and Letting God Meet Your Emotional Needs. Both of their resources are linked up on our website at faithradionet.com, and they're joining us this morning to talk about their new venture together, a book called When Couples Walk Together, 31 Days to a Closer Connection. Welcome, Hugh and Cindy.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, we're so glad you're here.
So the idea for this book, When Couples Walk Together, how did this come about? Is it from your personal experience?
Well, we often joke that we first wrote this book for ourselves because, you know, after 20 years of marriage, you know, we realized we needed to walk closer together in some areas of our lives. And we didn't have incorporated just our own personal experiences along the journey that we're on. And we believe they're going to be encouraging for a lot of couples.
And also being in ministry, there are lots of couples who come to us because they don't feel connected. And so we've had a lot of firsthand experience just sharing what we've learned with other couples as well.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that pull couples apart. Irreconcilable differences seems to be the fallback when couples are splitting. But couples also can actively choose to grow closer together, and that's what your book's all about. What are some of the primary stressors in marriages today?
Especially in Southern California and in you know, the national economy, you know, finances are just a huge issue for couples that can really, if there's just the slightest fracture in their relationship, if there's a stress at home, we have people in our church, you know, they're losing their jobs, they're losing their homes, and that's just going to deepen those fractures if they're there. And that's one of the huge stresses right now.
Mm-hmm. And just busyness, too. People get so busy in their schedules, other priorities creep in. And then after a while, they wake up one day and they look at each other and they say, I don't know you anymore. And where did the feelings go?
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting because your subtitle to the book is 31 Days to a Closer Connection. Can couples really get that much closer in 31 days in a limited span of time?
Well, we think they can. When couples come to us and they need help or they want some counseling, you know, we often tell them, you know, this didn't happen overnight, and it was usually a series of small things that have led up to a crisis moment. And so our approach is to try to back people off of that dangerous ledge by slowly taking small steps to get them back to a place of health and on solid ground. So working it steadily, it'll make a difference.
And every chapter in our book really focuses on taking the focus off of ourselves and onto the other person. And really, when you start doing that in 5, 6, 7 days in a row, 20 days, 30 days, it makes a difference. Even if it's just one person who's doing that and crossing that great divide to get the two closer together.
Interesting.
Now, if there's a couple listening to this right now and they have already done this, say, 2, 3, 5 years ago or more, they might think, oh, I've already been through this. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say, what actually have you been through? We have 31 different things to do. And again, these are things that we need to keep practicing. Hugh and I can't just say, you know, we've done our 31 days this month, so we're good. Because extending grace and taking time for each other and learning to play and all of those things are something that need to be a part of our everyday lifestyle in a sense. So I don't think that we ever really get there and say, okay, we're good.
Mm-hmm. That's good. How do you turn a tense moment? Let's say you're just finding yourself in a really tense moment. How can you turn that into tenderness?
Well, we have found that, again, it takes stepping on your pride in the midst of the moment. I used an example when we were out to dinner and I was angry at Hugh, and I wanted to just kind of get up and leave. And he was the bigger person, and he just did some things to just kind of try to make me laugh. And so, you know, sometimes we say, you know, touch can help tone down the situation. Reach across the table or reach across the car and just touch the other person and say, you know what, I didn't mean for that to come across that way. Maybe an inside joke, just having a code word that can bring the two of you back together. It takes some creativity, and we give some ideas, but also just stepping on your pride and saying, I'll be the person to cross the great divide.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Well, a lot of times, you know, as you mentioned, there couples drift apart. And what are some ways that couples can just reconnect with each other in their marriage?
You know, again, you know, when couples come to us sometimes, you know, they're looking for the, you know, the magic bullet, the one thing that will, you know, turn everything around instantly. And again, we just give couples, you know, just things to do practically in their everyday lives. Things just like, you know, just doing little simple acts of love, little things that you can do every day. They don't cost a lot of money. They don't even take a lot of time. Pick some wildflowers for your wife and just leave them on the table around dinner time. You know, clean her car. A wife can just fix her husband, maybe his favorite dinner. You know, those are small things, but they speak volumes to someone, and they say, you know, I was thinking of you, and I wanted to do something that would just give you some, you know, bring you some pleasure in your life.
Mm-hmm. So as time goes on, get to know each other a little bit better, the temptation is to fall into the kind of the same old. How do you start flirting again and just adding some more fun into the relationship?
Well, we take a verse in Revelation that says, go back to the things that you used to do. And when you think about what you did when you were dating, the things that you would say, little notes that you would write, maybe a flirty text, and incorporating those things once again. Hugh's great at leaving me a note once in a while, just a note that says, you're still the one. Something simple that lets me know that he was thinking about me. Another thing is just pulling out something that reminds you of what you used to do together. Other ways to flirt together, just to offer to give the other person a massage. Again, a compliment here and there. Give me some ideas, Hugh.
No, those are great. Again, they're just simple things that we can do every day. And all those things just bring us closer together. We used to do them when we were dating. And, you know, that drew us together. We couldn't wait to be able to do something special for our the person we were engaged to or dating at the time. And we just need to get back to doing those things once again.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Hugh and Cindy McMenamin, they've served actively in ministry together for more than 20 years. Hugh is a senior pastor at Valley Bible Church in San Marcos, California, and their book is called When Couples Walk Together, 31 Days to a Closer Connection. Also, their website is strengthforthesoul.com. StrengthForTheSoul.com will be linked up at our website, FaithRadioNet.com. Click on Faith Radio Mornings.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell a couple or even just, half of the couple? Let's say the wife is driving in her car right now and she's really believing it's not possible to fix this thing and that it may need to end. Is there ever a situation that's unfixable?
No, I don't believe there are. We don't believe there is, because even the term irreconcilable differences does not give the reconcilable God the credit that he deserves. And Hugh and I have seen situations where it looked like it was almost too late. And what we've shared is that grace is the glue that holds the two of you together. If God can save your soul, God can save your marriage too. So if you trust him with your everyday life, or if you trust him with your eternal life, trust him with your everyday life as well. He knows the situation. He can get you safely to the other side.
So if that woman may be in the situation that she's having a tough time finding that, I think about the principle of, you know, a lot of people go into marriage thinking 50-50, and then we'll have a good marriage. But really, it's 100-100,
exactly.
Where you're both giving 100%. And if she feels like she's giving 100 and only getting 50, is that the point where she, if she's not already, get into counseling?
You know, we always... waiting for the other person to make the move often doesn't work, and so we often say, you start giving 100%. If it's not working and it's not working, yes, by all means, gather some support around you. Mm-hmm. Marriage counseling, and get into a couples group at your church. Go see your pastor. Do something to get some help. Sometimes only one person wants the help, but when that one person is doing what they can, God will bless that, and he will get you through.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy, you've written other books as well, and you address this issue of having emotional needs met, mm-hmm. not depending on somebody else, but depending on God. How do we do that? How do we get there?
How do you do that in a practical way?
That's right.
You know, it's all about, again, the relationship, not just praying to God and seeing him as somebody way up there and distant, but cultivating that daily relationship where you go to God first and you tell him everything that's on your mind, because if you go to your husband or wife, maybe they're not right there in the moment with you, and their reaction might not be what you had expected or what you had desired. When we go to God first with everything, when we trust Him fully, when we let Him in on the little things and cultivate that intimate relationship with God where we see Him, and again, I'm talking to wives specifically here, where we see Him as our spiritual husband, that takes a lot of weight off of our earthly husbands so that then they can do what they can do, but they don't have that tremendous expectation on them.
Well, we mentioned the 100-100 rule just a moment ago, and that takes a lot of grace to extend to one another, and we all are in need of grace daily from God. What's a practical way that we can do this, extend some grace to our spouse?
I think the easiest way is to realize that we're not perfect, and that my spouse isn't perfect, but I'm not perfect either. And to just to admit that, I make mistakes. I sometimes get things wrong. And to be able to realize that, I need to be able to share that with my spouse to say, that there's going to be times when we don't agree with one another, that I have to admit I made a mistake, and to be able to, be humbly just come to that person and say, just please forgive me, or I'm sorry, or I wasn't listening, and I need to listen to you more often on this.
And grace involves not assigning motives as well. Many times we can perceive something that wasn't the way it was intended. And extending grace means being understanding as well. Just saying, I could have easily done the same thing. I could be in those shoes. I want to extend grace to you because it's been extended to me.
That's right. It's not saying, I'll forgive you if.
Right.
Right. That doesn't work.
Yeah, our marriages these days are just so conditional. You do your part and I'll do my part. And if you don't do your part, I'm not going to do my part. Mm. And it's so contractual. And we really have to rethink how our marriages are 100% both ways, and I will keep loving you and keep supporting you, even if I don't feel I'm getting that 110% from you every time.
Yeah, well, I think, too, I've heard it said, sin equals selfishness, and that's really what it boils down to. So if you're caring only about yourself and your own needs, you're really not living up to the vow that you made at the altar with your spouse and serving as Christ would serve. So that's a good point.
Yeah, and I tell people often that the middle letter of the word sin is I.
Ah, there you go.
Hmm. Good word. These days, couples are looking oftentimes to save money, wanting to tighten up the budget a little bit. How can we splurge on each other even if money is tight? Some just practical ideas.
Yeah, there was an evening that Cindy and I were at home. We had been watching a movie we wanted to do something special. We wanted to go out and get some ice cream, but we didn't have a lot of money. And so I scrounged together. We had one banana left in the house and a little bit of ice cream, and it wasn't enough for both of us. And so I just kind of snuck into the kitchen, and I said, Cindy, just sit there on the couch. And I made this little banana split and brought it to Cindy, and I said, here, this is for you. And it was a way to be able to find ways that, just around you every day that can express love. It doesn't have to take a lot of money, but just the thought of it, the intention of saying, well, you thought of me today when you did that. That was just really special.
On our website, we have a free article that you can download called 7 Ways to Splurge on Your Spouse, Even When Money is Tight, and just creative ways to go the extra mile for the other person.
I love that. We've got just about 2 minutes left together. Cindy and Hugh, what would you leave us with today? What is something real practical that we can take back today into our marriage to change the nature of our closeness, how close we are to each other?
I would say that our marriage needs intentional daily effort. A lot of times we let things cool and we say, well, I told you I loved you last month. Why do I need to say it again? I think the daily intentionality of reaching out and connecting with our spouses, letting them know you're still the most important person in my life, that I'm committed to you, and to find ways every day to be able to connect together, whether it's just a hug before you leave for work in the morning, a kiss before you go to bed at night, simple things that you can do that every day will communicate, I love you and I'm committed to you.
And we also give couples ideas in our book of questions to ask each other, just some practical things to do. And one of the things that's made the biggest difference in people's lives is learning to dream again. So wives, ask your husband, what is it that you still want to do? What is one thing you're dreaming of doing before we die? Husbands, ask your wives, What is it that you would love to do with me someday or with the kids? And begin to dream together again, because you did it before you got married and when you first were married. We need to keep dreaming together through the years.
I love that. Good word. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Hugh and Cindy McMenamin, your book again, When Couples Walk Together. Find links up at faithradionet.com for their website, strengthforthesoul.com.
Yeah, and be sure to go and find some of those complimentary for free resources that are on that website. That 7 Ways to Splurge on Your Spouse sounds like a really fun article. And downloads and other resources there on their website, which is linked up to our website, faithradionet.com. Cindy and Hugh, thank you for your books. Thank you so much for your ministry. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
It's been great having us here.
Thank you so much. The book, again, is called When Couples Walk Together, 31 Days to a Closer Connection. And if you'd like to share this audio, it will be available on our website. This whole interview with Hugh and Cindy will be on our website in about 1 hour from now, faithradionet.com. Download it, podcast it, share it with somebody else, faithradionet.com. Go to Faith Radio Mornings.